The first one was right here in Los Angeles, and he got hurt exactly 4 seconds into his first shift. Connor McDavid wins the opening faceoff, and we're underway with game one of this best of seven. McDavid flanked by Connor Brown. Mike Fiala, 35 goals this season. He led the team in points. Byfield swoops in. Shot off the rush. The save made on Kuzmenko by Stuart Skinner. Kopitar. And Kuzmenko trade the puck back up top. Kempe, now a shot. LA scores on the power play. 1-0 for the Kings. Kuzmenko got it.
Well, he's meant so much to this team since coming on board on the top line with Kopitar and Kempe. But you mentioned it, Jack, the power play. They've got 5 forwards on this first unit. That's a big difference for them. And they snap this puck around, a shot mentality. This is a shot pass right out of the tape of Kuzmenko. He's ready for it. Gets in position. You're going to see him eventually move himself to the front of the net, stand his ground, and Kempe with a great shot pass puts it right on the tape. He makes no mistake from there. A little chip into the net. 1-0, L.A.
No penalty was called. Developing in this game as you've got a 4-player scrum in the half wall. Skinner getting worked over. Anderson over to Doughty. Loads. Fires. Save made. Rebound. Byfield banks it home. 2-0 Los Angeles. Quentin Byfield.
The Ferrier was turning, but he gets back up. He gets hit again after that, but this is the shot by Doughty. Thought to be fended off by Skinner into the corner, but it's Quentin Byfield that is there to knock this down, and he immediately puts it right back into the body of Skinner, recognizing that Fiala was there. And they finished it off with another goal by Byfield. This is a team that's hungry, and they had the better first period.
Oilers, a couple of deep runs the last 3 years. Doughty. McDavid could not thread it through. Here's Deneau looking for Kuzmenko. Breaks down against McDavid. Wrap around! And that stayed out.
Back in Evanston's zone. Here's this chance by Kuzmenko. And a great job to fight off the check. Wrap this around. Whoa. And he actually gets it by the post into the pad of Stuart Skinner. This is an excellent save. Look at this extension by Skinner to get across. This is in the net for sure. But right there, it stays on the line.
Not enough for icing. Bouchard. Kempe went inside, and there's a try, and a save made by Skinner. Rebound, Kopitar, kept alive in front, Kempe back in the score. 3-0 Los Angeles.
The bone in the pregame has the most points of any King in the 3 previous rounds, and this one takes a funny hop. Darnell Nurse thinks about hooking it, but he doesn't. Gets a great save by his goaltender, Skinner. But then the hard work down low once again. As this puck goes into the corner, it's the play by Kopitar under pressure. Little chop pass to Kuzmenko. He somehow just one touches it back out to the slot. And it's Kempe after that great chance the first time.
Mindful of the fact LA's the second best defensive club in the league all year. Pounded in by Gavrikov. Skinner will leave it for Kulak. He got finished by Byfield, came out front. Byfield, reached out, score. Set it up for Philip Deneau, it's 4-0 Los Angeles.
And here's another one, just a hard rim around the wall. Looks like it's slowed down here by Skinner. And as Kulak goes to play this puck, he's already taken the hit from Byfield because he's quick on that forecheck. And you'll see him put this around and it just can't be handled. As you see, Bouchard looks like he wants to put this to McDavid in a little tiny subtle pass, but because of the pressure of the Kings.
Draisaitl out there with McDavid and Perry to close out the frame. A dish went between the wickets of McDavid. Bit of a microcosm for how the first 40 minutes have gone. Bouchard gives it up. McDavid powers his way to the net. Ditches a one-timer score. And Draisaitl puts Edmonton on the board. McDavid would not be denied. And Draisaitl smokes home Edmonton's first of the night.
Boy, this is how he kind of gets himself into the game. and he's an emotional player, and sometimes he's got to go over that line to get himself into the game even. And this is the play finally to make a couple plays in succession in the offensive zone, and a beautiful pass by Connor McDavid. Shakes a check, finds a little space, and then once he gets his feet moving again, he kind of swims around Kopitar. Not easy to do to the two-time Selke winner. And he finds his number one target, Dreisaitl, to get them on the board. 3-1 now, but that's a big goal for Edmonton late in the second period.
Dreisaitl 6 seconds before the second period intermission for Edmonton. Walman to Frederick. Gets it back from Jeff Skinner, trying to center. That was well defended. A second time. Score! Matthias Janmark, who scored just twice all year, set up by Skinner and Frederick, and Edmonton right back in this game.
A big goal from the fourth line. The lines have been shuffled by Chris Knobloch. He's trying some different combinations, and this is just jamming away, staying with it. Not a lot of this in the first 40 minutes for Edmonton. Second, third opportunities, and making the Kings defend, but follow the bouncing puck once again, and that's just a little backhand chop at the puck by Frederick. You're going to see him one. The second one gets through, and Matthias Janmark on the doorstep.
Off the draw, Kempe dishing, one-timer, red zone, 5-2. Fiala, power play goal, LA's second of the night.
Found that shot, similar to Dreisaitl for the Oilers. He flares out, Pickle in the rafters, waiting for this pass. And from distance as well by Fiala, but he cranks this one. No look by Kempe, and that's the key. He's walking down Main Street, can shoot this to the net anytime with a presence in front. But he finds Fiala with a no-looker as he zips this one over the one-timer. And it typically works that way in the playoffs. You're going to have to elevate it. It's not going to come easy. You're going to have to fight for battles. And I didn't think they won enough in the offensive zone in the first two periods.
Bouchard and McDavid down low, draws a penalty, and it's stopped home by Corey Perry. And the Oilers remain alive on the delayed penalty. It's Corey Perry pulling the Oilers to within 5-3.
Move here to set this up. Stay in the battle, win the faceoff. That's first and foremost. And then again, you've heard Kevin talk about this play for McDavid. He gets lost on the faceoff.
This game one has turned into an exciting finish. Shot, Bouchard wide, line up off the Nashers. Spun to the corner by Dowdy. Woman desperately able to hold the zone again. Perry to McDavid, challenging Kemper. In front, stuffed home. Zach Hyman, it's 5-4 with 2:04 remaining. The Oilers refuse to go quietly into the LA night.
One off the wall and it gets turned over. Kept alive in zone, and then Edmonton goes to work. Great wall work by Jake Walman, the defenseman, to keep this alive. And then McDavid, as soon as he gets this puck, he drives it to the net. He takes the ice that's there. A couple little moves, walks around, threads it right through to Hyman. Big chunk with the glove for Kemper, but it finds its way home. And it's a one-goal game with over 2 minutes on the clock.
It starts with the zone keep by Walman, as you mentioned, and then Perry, a small play to McDavid. The Kings get it clear up the right-hand side. Bouchard to Dreisaitl, center ice. 1 minute, 30 seconds to go. Here's McDavid working his way to the net. And shot, score! Connor McDavid has tied the game. The Oilers have come all the way back, and we are tied at 5.
Period. They've been relentless. 4 third-period goals to tie this game 5-5. And it's a beautiful pass. It's Dreisaitl with a pass in the neutral zone. He's got to thread this through. Two players to find McDavid on the tape, and he does. And then this little navigation around Anderson, and it's McDavid that finishes it off. What a play by McDavid to drive this to the net, get it through.
So here's McDavid in a 5-5 tie, shoveling it toward the net. With 50 seconds to go, the Kings get it clear. And now it's Trevor Moore. He'll look, wait, drop it off. Deneau, score! A knuckle puck floats home, and the Kings take a 6-5 lead.
Walman tracks him down, not easy to do. That stop right there, Fogle drives through, opens up a little bit of space, and this is a fan. This is a fan on this shot by Deneau with traffic in front. Ward Fogle literally jumps in the air to try and get out of the way of this thing. and it goes in the net. I don't know if it goes off of him, but he's standing right in front of the net here, and it's a knuckler. It goes up on the top part of it.
Kopitar against Draisaitl. Loose puck off the draw, taken by the Kings. Chipped out, and somehow LA's going to survive.